It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
World of Real Estate, we check out in-depth every week, and Shane Mast in here this morning. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're at the end of the month. What's going on in the world of real estate?
All right. Well, it was kind of a vanilla week for rates, which is kind of a welcome surprise. And that's mainly because no banks failed, no large ones anyway. And there's no economic data or news about jobs or inflation or unemployment. So the rates kind of just varied in less than 0.15% of increase or decrease. So they're sitting right at 6.59. So not a lot to report on rates this week. But yeah, we are the last day of March, so we do have another 7 hours of business time in March. So these numbers will change a little bit by the end of the day, but for the most part, we got them down. So one thing about rates, one thing that's affecting our market a lot is the rates are about 1.8% higher than they were a year ago. They were about 4.8 a year ago, and remember, that's when they first started going up. But prices are down about 9% year over year, March to March. So, and then you got wage growth. What I'm getting at here is buying power. So buyers' purchasing power had dropped over 40% back in fall when the market really started to go down, when rates were at 7.37 and the prices hadn't gone down yet. So purchasing power was really high. The loss of purchasing power. So right now, our purchasing power for buyers is only about 8 or 9% lower than it was a year ago. So that buyer's purchasing power in relation to the previous year has actually gone quite a bit higher. And that's one of the main reasons why these stats are going to be what I tell you here, is that our pendings are going up. And a lot of people think they're going down, but they're not. They're going up. But before I talk about leading indicators, let's talk about our number one lagging indicator, which is sold homes. So far in March, there's been 93 sold homes in March. Median sale price is 328. If you remember last month, it was 310, so that's higher. It was a year ago, though, March was 339. So we're 11,000 less than we were last March for sale price. Still selling for about 97.8% of list price. That's similar as last year. Last month. Last year, there were about 100% of list price. Only 8 properties of those 93 are over $500,000. And only one, just like February, unless something happens today, over a million, only one over a million is sold so far in the county in the first 30 days of March. And I told you I'd keep track, and this is a new metric that I wasn't tracking. Cash sales were about 30%. If you remember last month, they were 40%, and they're usually about 20 to 25. So still a little higher percentage of cash sales than we have pending sales in Douglas County. And then our leading indicators, which the number one leading indicator, meaning this is what your market looks like today, because what I just talked about, closed sales in March, really talks about what our market was like in January and mid-February, because they don't close until March. We've had the number one week for pendings since last August in Douglas County. We had 43 pendings in the last, and today's numbers aren't out yet, so that's just really 6 days. 43 pendings in the last week. And just for reference, last year, this week in March, there were only 30 pendings. So we actually have 13 more pendings in this week in 2023 than we had in this week in 2022. I think that would surprise a lot of people. Oregon Life Homes had 18 pendings this week. It's our best week of the year. Let's see, the total month, there's been 119 pending properties with a median list price. This is interesting. The median list price for everything that went pending this month is only $302,000. You know, that's about $20,000 less than the sold prices for the same month. So that would indicate that in the next month and a half, our median sale price will go down again. There were 124 new listings in March. There were 110 in February. But if you look back last March, there was 161. So we're about 40 low on that, which is making our inventory go down. So at this time last year, though, there were only 165 active properties in Douglas County. Today, there's 293. So 293 active properties is low, considering the last year, and it's the lowest since actually last June. But if you go back to last March, we have almost double the amount of properties we had then. But that was back when, you know, rates were low. And when they started going up in March is when the inventory kind of took off. The inventory went up to almost 400 by November of last year. And since then, since we almost hit 400, it's slowly been going down. And that is going to put a upward pressure on prices as the buying power increases and the number of homes decreases to supply and demand. There's not enough house. There's not, when there's less houses available, buyers start bidding each other up. And I've seen that starting again just in the last few weeks where multiple offers are back. It's not the norm like it used to be, but I have seen quite an increase in, I would say maybe it's one out of six or seven properties right now are getting multiple offers versus when the market was crazy in 2020 through early 2022, it was probably more like five out of seven would get multiple offers. So there's a lot of indicators in the leading indicator statistics to show that our market is actually improving for buyers and sellers.
Wow, a lot of interesting things going on. And of course, as you get further into spring here, things usually continue to pick up, correct?
Yeah, I was looking back at the last, all the way back to 2017 this morning, and the number one month for pendings was May, June, or July. One of those 3 months, if you look back, last year it was May. The year before it was July, and the year before that it was June. So yeah, we're not yet in peak season, either in listings or in pendings. But I also believe that if the weather was nicer in the last week, that we would have had a lot more than 43 pendings. It's just I have listings personally that we can't get on the market because I refuse to take pictures if it's not sunny. So as you've seen the weather in the last few weeks, in fact, I was helping one of my clients paint her house. She's like in her 90s and can't do it. We were just painting some eaves, just making it look nicer. And it was the one day that wasn't supposed to rain at all. And then we got a freak rainstorm that came right in the middle, and off to start over when we get a new sunny day.
Wow. Well, we're just about out of time. Let people know how they get connected with your company.
Sure. You can always give us a call at 541-391-4945 or look us up online at theoregonlife.com.
All right. Lots of information there. Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:59 at the Morning Report.